This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. Welcome to the Infinite Receiving Podcast with me, your host, Susie Mother Trucking Ashworth. And I am excited to be bringing you this episode today. It is going to be another short but potent one that I trust is going to be wildly, wildly helpful for you. The conversation that I want to have with you today is all around knowing that you're going to be okay. I think that one of the things that I notice with clients who are struggling or having a, you know, having a moment in time where they just don't feel confident that everything is going to be okay. And this episode is for you if you're in that space. Like, how do you trust that it is going to be all right? And what I want to say is, you're sat here listening to this podcast, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in your home or out and about, but regardless, you're here. Like, you've made it to this point in time in your life, and you have enough wherewithal, you have enough common sense to be choosing to listen to this podcast right now with me. And what that means is that over the years, you have gone through much, much, much. You've been through a lot. You have been through drama. You have been through upset. You've been through loss. You've been through embarrassment, mistakes, major, major fuck-ups. So much has happened to you, and yet here you are still standing and choosing to listen to me. So it's easy to look at all of the things that have gone wrong and decide that the pattern that you are most aligned to is the pattern that says that you always fall in the shit. But what I want to say is that regardless of how many mistakes that have been made, regardless of how many tough times you have found yourself in, you have always, always managed to go beyond that drama. And this time, you have a real opportunity to anchor in learnings in a way that you have never done before, simply through choosing to observe what has been going on with you over the last week, month, year, however long it's been for you, and to ask yourself, what was the thing that I didn't see that I'm ready to see now? And from that place, you can't help but one, see the awareness, get the awareness, and two, you then have a choice about how it is you're going to behave, how you are going to do things differently once you bring the awareness of that information into the front of your mind. You have to be willing to do things differently if you're going to see a long-lasting change. But you have the ability to do that. You've had the resilience to get this far, and you're going to choose to see things that you haven't been seeing. Or perhaps you have been seeing them, but you're willing to look at things in a different way in order to derive a new lesson, a lesson that's going to help you with these next steps. The other thing that I invite you to do is tune into the frequency of trust within your body. And I use the word trust, but I could easily use the word safety. So what do I mean and how do you do it? What I mean and why I'm talking about trust and safety, the frequency within the body, is that in order for you to move forward with confidence, and in order for you to make a smart decision about what your next steps are, you have to feel safe. and or you have to trust that you are not only going to be okay, but you are okay right now. Because if you're okay right now, when you start to contemplate on the next moves, you're going to be more willing to trust yourself. Whereas if you are feeling anxious, if there is a lack of clarity, if you are in doubt, it doesn't matter what ideas or solutions are able to break their way through, you're not going to trust that they're the right solutions or that you're capable of seeing them through. So this piece is really important when it comes to actually taking the next step. So how do we do this? In my experience, the easiest way for me to feel trust or safety within the body is to go back to a space and time where I felt trust or where I have felt safe, and where that safety and the feeling of safety and the trust and the feeling of trust is undeniable to me. And how you do that is just conjure up a memory of feeling really safe and content, a memory of a time when you just were in that space of knowing. You know, the memory that's coming back as I speak through this is just holding my daughter Coco in my arms the morning of her birth. And I just felt so proud, obviously, but there was a sense of just trusting that everything was going to be okay in that moment in time. And it makes me feel a little bit emotional because it's her 10th birthday tomorrow. And there are many times where I'm like, ah, is it going to be okay? Is she going to be okay? Am I doing this right? Am I going to be okay? There are many times that I think that. And yet I remember very clearly how it felt when I had no worries, no fears about the job I was going to do and how she was going to do. And I can tap into that feeling again. And then the question gets to be is, how long can you maintain it for? Because it's in that feeling, in the memory that you're able to create, you can start to regulate the nervous system and align with that trusting that everything is going to be okay. Because the person who trusts that the future is going to unfold in their favor versus the person who is fearful of what is going to happen tomorrow are having a very different experiences of life. And what we know to be true from the way that the mind works and we as humans work is that we will always find the evidence to back up what it is that we believe. So what are you going to choose to believe today? Okay, my loves, I hope that you have loved this episode, and I cannot wait to be in your earbuds again next week. And I have to say, the Quantum Shift event is shaping up to be something quite exquisite. So hashtag sorry, not sorry. You are going to hear me talk about this a lot. If you haven't got your ticket yet, go to susieashworth.com/quantum and pick up your ticket for the Quantum Shift event. It's from the 10th to the 12th of March, and you can even bring a friend along for free. They pay a seat deposit and then we refund that back as long as they show up on the first day. There is nothing better than doing an event like this with friends. And the special guests that are going to be joining me on stage will really blow your mind. This is not just the Susie Show this year, although Susie Show is super fun, but I've got some goodies for you. So susieashworth.com/quantum to get your ticket for the Quantum Shift, which is happening the 10th to the 12th of March. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action, you got to act, equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate Infinite Receiving.